Farmer's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're here with the Gardener's Bench. Happy Saturday morning to you.
At 8:39 every Saturday morning.
That's right. WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com.
You hit it, I'm impressed.
That's scary. Well, I got a big old poster board over here. If somebody can't read that behind you, it's like it's on the board like 100 times over there, so it does help.
Really, I'm impressed. So you usually have what day in 30-40 on anything.
Well, we're here Saturday morning, and it's kind of a different Saturday morning. The weather is nice this morning, so it's only supposed to be 75 to 78 degrees today. So how about that? I woke up the other morning, it was 80 already.
We went to a meeting yesterday. I had to look at the car thermometer on the way. It's at 80 degrees at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
What generation do we go back on?
I know. This is awesome, though. We need a little break. And we started the week out, ended the week last week, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, hundreds. And actually, we ended up getting a lot of rain through the first of the week, and it kind of cooled things off a little bit. It was still super humid, but now we get this little blessing this weekend. A little front came through, and
we got quite a bit of rain.
Yeah, I think depending on where you were, you got more than others, but I think everybody got something.
So you'd be 100 feet away and not get it.
Yeah.
It didn't matter.
And that poor fescue yard, they were looking bad. And, it kind of happens every year. It looks really good. And then we'll have a week or 10 days where you don't get any rain. It just kind of fries it. I've had a lot of people come in wanting to know what to do. And I'm like, well, we just have to wait another month here. And August is probably the worst month for fescue. If we could go straight from July to September, it might be a lot better, but we got to get through August. So.
August is a bear in that. Mm-hmm.
But we have had a good bit of rain this year. Like I said, we were dry for about 10 days there, but there's some brutal heat, man. The sun looked like it was closer. I don't know if...
Well, I tell Tommy, as I said, yeah, we got all rain that we hadn't. Hmm. I said, well, it rained every night, but it rains hard and fast.
Runs off, nothing go in the soil.
Or is it 100 degrees, it evaporates.
I've been watering. I tell everybody, when to water, all that kind of stuff. But when it got to 100 degrees, I was watering my garden morning and night. You just couldn't put enough water on it. And some plants are kind of done. My cucumbers are done. They ain't made to be in 100 degrees. And
squash.
Yeah. Most of those plants are, unfortunately, done for the year. But if you still have some, get what you can off of them.
He had a bright idea of planting some new squash and then following.
Yeah, I put a new zucchini in there that came. It looks beautiful, the leaves and all, but there's no blooms. It just, I think it's too hot for it. So
that's what I mean. Yeah. Right now, cantaloupe, watermelons are coming out strong.
Yeah.
They got them strong. And I think it was just we got a few okra.
Yeah.
They had done much so far.
I got one thing I've never grown and actually got one off of it this past week is a pimento. It looked like a regular green pepper for a while, and Teresa's like, that's not pimento, it's supposed to be red. And it finally turned red last week, so she's looking up some recipes for
one
pimento. I call it palmetto cheese, but it's pimento cheese. So. Isn't that funny? I can get Teresa to create a palmetto cheese.
My mom makes to make
pimento. From the state of South Carolina.
She makes pimento cheese all the time.
I make Matt laugh when I do radio voice.
Straight out of Millwood.
Millwood Plantation. Yeah. Palmetto cheese.
Millwood, South Carolina.
Yeah, that's right. Northwestern South Carolina. I'm in the football mode already here.
Which is supposed to be a high school.
Yeah, well, high school sports have started.
Millwood's supposed to be the high school.
Yeah, no, not Millwood. So high school sports have started. Kids can practice. I had my girls' golf meeting last night. We had it at the 19th at the warehouse, which is a nice little simulators and a little bar and food and everything in there. It's, if you haven't checked it out, it's on White Street. Used to be Dust Off Brewery. It was right there beside it. And then the coffee, what's the name of that coffee place, Matt?
Knowledge Perk.
Knowledge Perk is right there. So it's a cool place. A local family got that thing started, Dixon's. And
it's a fun place. So
we had had seven.
Need to get out more often.
Yeah. I had seven young ladies come out. And we had a good time. And what's great is all of them know how to hit the ball. They all know how to play golf. It's the first time I've ever had a lot of girls show up had never even played before. Here's a new set of clubs and teach me how to play, but not this year. So
that's good.
Yeah, we're trying to go to state. That's our goal.
Yeah, well, Myrtle, go make it, man.
Myrtle Beach. What better time to go to Myrtle Beach at the end of October?
Yeah.
It's been Halloween down there.
Easy to go.
Yeah, that's when the season ends. So it starts now and ends in October. So
I played a lot of golf today in October. Mm-hmm.
Now, is your granddaughter on the team?
She is a senior this year. Yeah. So yeah,
I know she's
gunning hard this year. Yeah, we got a pretty good team. A lot of them have practiced all summer, which is something new. I kept in communication with them, so I kept telling them.
Practice.
I said, get out there in that heat, because when August comes, you're going to have to get out there. Your body's not going to like it if you haven't been out there. Oh, here we go. So this is a great song from was in the movie Happy Gilmore 1 and 2. So we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench. Sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather holds, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench.
How about that?
Some of us we talk about a lot. My Lord's looking real good right now.
Yeah. Well, good. Yeah. Well, the warm season grasses.
It thrives in that hot spot.
Should be good. Yeah. There's still time to put fertilizer. I'm actually leaving to go out here in a little while and fertilize a bunch of yards. So it's kind of if you grew up with fescue, that's not what you're going to be doing, but it's put out that nitrogen on Bermuda, Zoysia and all that stuff right now. So then we got a good bit of rain, so it was helpful, and mowing the grass down low. It likes that. So this is peak time for your zoysias and Bermudas. Centipede, St. Augustine. I've got a little plot out front. That St. Augustine is growing like crazy, boy. You can almost see it growing.
I wonder it loves it.
Mm-hmm. We have a little. I have a little push mower I mow that stuff with, and it almost fills up the bag when I mow that little plot. So growing so fast.
Yep.
It's a pretty grass. It's our variety is called Tam Star, so it's newer, but seems to do good up here. I've never been pushing it really up here with like Centipede and St. Augustine, but that one seems to be doing pretty good.
That people loves it and people hate it. Yeah. There were a few dollars to it back in the 80s, yeah. 90s, but not a lot.
They will. I have seen it like really grow right up to a tree, just like right on the tree, which you don't usually see that. I have a lot of grasses when it comes up beside the tree. Usually just stops growing. I usually tell people to, you know, put a mulch bed around there or something. But St. Augustine, I've seen it grow right up. Actually start going up the tree almost.
Yep. Tommy can grow up a centipede and fescue. He's going to let the fescue die out, but the spring it did so well.
Yeah.
And it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And he's right, the hot spell got to kick the ear. So.
Yeah. Centipede is it's a finicky kind of grass. So it's you don't really have to do a lot to it, which is not great when you sell fertilizer.
You don't do much to it. And if you sell,
you can't hurt it by putting too many things on it. Yeah.
You only use a half rate and all this stuff.
But it just takes it so long to wake up and, you know, really get going good. It should look good now in September. Then it's going to be starting to turn off color.
The big thing with it, we put it up at church 20 years ago. And it's a nuts over it. He just threw it out of the yard. Right?
Yeah.
It's still there. And it's kind of, if you forget about it, a big deal. If you don't forget about it, a big deal.
Yeah.
But it didn't take a bit of traffic.
No, it does not. Like people own it or.
We had one spot to the church, or big oak trees.
Yeah.
And the centipede, they started playing football there after church.
I don't like kids playing football. It doesn't do great with shade either. It will do a little bit, but a lot of people think it grows in shade. Not really a shade grass, but a lot of it's like we talk about every week on here that it matters what's underneath the soil. So, I mean, if you got like, I know where you're talking about the church. That's just, I call it hard pan. When I'm on a golf course, you're hitting the woods.
It takes long.
You can take a golf ball and bounce it off of that. Nothing's going to grow on that. So, I mean, you gotta understand what's under there. And
about 3 weeks,
amendments.
I was gone.
Yeah, amendments to the soil. So a lot of people that are here now move from other places, and the soil is totally different here. So we make bricks out of this soil.
That's why it's called Catawba clay.
You're basically, to make a brick, you take the clay, you mix a little sand in, and you put water, and that makes a brick. So there you go. So when you're sitting there watering your grass and it's solid clay, you're just making a whole brick out of the whole yard.
Never been quite that simply.
That's pretty simple, isn't it? And it's hard to dig in, so we sell a lot of shovels at the store because people break them.
I can see that.
Digging the clay when it's wet.
Yeah, you have to. Well, and then it gets all sticky. So it's really not even ever a good time to dig in it. Really,
it's easier when it's wet.
Oh yeah, well it is. But July and August is not the time for that. So, all right, we're gonna take a break and we'll be right back with the gardening bench.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, River Rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Make sure the air system in your home or business is free of dust, pollen, mold, and bacteria. This is Benny Etter. There has never been a better time to schedule complete cleaning and checkup. And if your heating and air system is over 10 years old, we can save you up to 40% on your energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for three decades.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
And we're back to the garbage bench. Another rock and roll
second,
from Matthews.
Second Lynyrd Skynyrd song today.
Yeah.
How about that?
Southern rock. We're feeling ourselves today.
On our goodbye to summer show today. Technically not, but guess what? It is for the kids.
Summer's not gonna come yet.
They start school Monday.
Yes.
Probably the earliest start for Rock Hill ever, I think, probably. I don't think we've ever started this early.
No.
And I don't remember.
I was down in Columbia last half of this week. We had South Carolina High School League meetings, and a friend of mine, he's a principal down at South Aiken, and this was their second week of school.
Wow.
Already.
Man.
Down there, and he was, you know, coordinating things. Of course, the beginning of school is kind of hectic, especially for administrators.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
He kept having to step out and take some calls, and he said, yeah, we're in our second week.
Man, they really do year-round.
Yeah.
Basically.
So we're going to have to take a look this year at all these different school districts adjusting their schedules.
And, yeah, it messes up sports and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, so we've got to kind of adjust the dead dates and when you can start practice, when you can start wearing pads for football, and we're going to have to start, really tweaking those things to accommodate everybody.
They get an extra vacation, technically, 1 week in October and one in February, I think. And what's interesting about the one in October, it's right at the end of our season, right in the middle of playoffs. So the kids will be out of school all week.
Yeah, and I think our children thrive on routine. So
yeah, they do.
When you start talking about athletics and those off weeks, that could really –
they start sleeping in.
Yeah, that could be a wild card you just throw in. It could affect some folks.
Mm-hmm. I know I've talked to Paige over there. He likes it better when school's in for a game day.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Any coach does.
Yeah.
You know where your players and you know where the students are.
Yeah, exactly.
So I turned them down.
No, that's true. But I hope everybody had a good summer, and it's still going to be summer, but not for you. It's going to be you're in school, but it's okay.
It wasn't that long ago, though. Didn't they pass the law that school couldn't start before August 23rd or something like that?
They're tweaking things. I guess they're trying to figure it out. But
they took that and threw it out in the street and ran over it and just started to do back and forth to where they were.
Yeah, I think it'd be great if they could just go from Labor Day to Memorial Day, but I don't think there's enough days in there to get it done.
You got to have 180 days.
Wasn't it that way when I was in school?
But we get exceptions.
Well, we didn't get all these.
We get Saturdays or whatever to make.
When y'all was in a one room schoolhouse?
We weren't in one room.
Now, wait a minute. You know,
we was a schoolhouse in one room.
The schoolhouse.
No.
Steve was in charge of starting the fire every morning.
I think
get the boiler going.
One day, when we got started at halftime, it was late.
I should have known that was a problem with me when I was in elementary school, watching the lawn guy mow the grass out there instead of paying more attention to that instead of the teacher.
Well, look at you. Look at you
look
now.
Look at me now. See, I turned out all right.
Parlayed that into a career.
My days at Sylvia Circle.
We started
old school.
Yeah.
Old school, Sylvia Circle Elementary School.
Now, I went to West Carolina after graduation. Mm-hmm. Our first day of school was September 23rd.
Yeah. Well, colleges used to go a later. They're actually going in another week or two.
Yeah.
2 weeks, I guess.
Everybody was in school before we started. Mm-hmm. But we got out later, so all the summer jobs were gone.
It seemed like when I went to Wingate, it must have been late August, and you get out 1st of May. You get out early, you know, so that's kind of good.
Did they ever straighten out the police department?
They don't have one anymore.
They
got rid of it. And
I was watching that. And
the sheriffs have to go.
Sheriff was going to take it
out. I think they only had a few people there anyway, but it's not good for the school. Should have fought for that. I would think you'd want the police department to be at Wingate.
The school's got their own police department.
Maybe they got their own security.
Westerday, they're on the police. Because we kept 5-0, but
Western's actually a lot bigger than Wingate, but it's a gorgeous school.
It is. What did that guy say?
If you like walking up hills to class all day.
Exactly.
If you're up on the old section where I was, you go there in the morning, you don't go back to the evening because it's a long walk.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of kids are thinking about college. Lillian, we're reaching out to colleges about her wanting to go to college, and I was thinking about that same thing. If she went to school in the mountain, she'd be playing golf on a mountain course. She'd be walking, or she went to Florida, she'd be like, "Hey, it's just flat course." So it's kind of interesting,
huh? What schools are she looking at?
Actually, Lenore Ryan, North Greenville. Schools like that, Pfeiffer, schools like Erskine, stuff like that. So, but she had one reach out from Florida, Palm Beach Coast. That sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Erskine's a good school.
I think her papa needs to go down there with her.
Palm Beach Coast,
be assistant coach.
Yeah,
does Erskine have a golf team?
Yeah, Erskine does. Yeah,
they do.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't heard back from them.
They have a golf team and a basketball.
Due West.
And football.
There's a lot of little small schools in both Carolinas. Yeah. Yeah, they do have football. A guy from
Erskine does football.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they just started it back a couple years ago.
Okay. Actually, Michael.
They've been 3 years without, didn't they?
His dad and him on CIF, which is a competition for us, but there's enough business for everybody. Michael. Can't remember their last name, is going there to play football. He played at Northwestern. So good luck to him.
It's kind of weird.
It's all good. So we're going to take our last break here, and we'll be right back to wrap up the Gardener's Bench. Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362
Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and save money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Every day's a lovely day.
Lovely day, everybody. Have a lovely day. I want to do a shout out for Carolina Fresh. We are open now, 8 to 2 today. Have lots of young men and lovely granddaughter there to ring you up and help you.
Your daughter's working there?
Yep. Somebody's got to work.
I need to get by there.
Don't she want to go to college? She needs to work.
I'll probably eat burgers.
Every little bit of help. I don't know if that'll help her. It might help her get some fast food and makeup.
I got my sophomore year. I told my parents and let me work while I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
Then I moved. I went to class from 8 to 3, from 5 to midnight at work.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't leave a lot of time for
studying. That's not, well, it kept you out of trouble anyway.
Well, I worked Saturday and Sunday, yeah. So people didn't show up.
That's a lot of work.
And my grade showed it never did come back.
Kids don't work like that anymore. They need some free time. They need to take care of their classes. And
I never brought it back.
Yeah. She'll work up there on some Saturdays. She worked here and there during the summer, but try to keep her on the golf course and focus on what she's doing. So,
between playing golf and working, I don't know why I would take, but
that'll keep you out of trouble.
I just never was very good at golf. I just loved it.
Yeah. Thank you to all our sponsors out there, and be sure to frequent them if you can. Domer Dreamscape, which is Rusted Roots beside me, they're fighting back from a fire they had up there. I think maybe he's going to be able to get in there and tear the thing down this next week and get started. He's having to go through the process of all that. So he's planning to build it back and a little bit bigger, a little bit newer style, he showed me. So we'll keep that a secret for everybody. Pay attention, but go in there and help him if you can.
He's an amazing guy.
Take your kids to Gem Mine out front. They have a little gem mining thing. And you can, they have little misters out there. Misting water.
He told me about that thing. He spent a month trying to explain to me what I was going to do.
Well, it works good. And there's a lot of people out there.
I brought up to look at it. That's that. Figured it out.
Yeah, and they will have another guy, Tony Williams, is going to be back doing barbecue up there. So just, I don't, it's not this week, but keep your eyes open. They usually sell some barbecue up there by the street. So it's a good attraction to come in there. You can park in my lot and you can walk up there or vice versa. Park up there and walk down to me.
Like you on its cool days, they did take advantage of it, walk on the plants.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed it, old man.
Always a pleasure.
Yep.
We'll be back next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.